Strengthen us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Be seated, please. Be still and know that I am God. How many of us have heard those words so many times before? Amen. How many of us are still learning how to be still? Because that phrase, be still, is not in our nature, is it? I mean, we want to go, we want to move, we want to be a people of action, unless our favorite TV show is on, and then it's okay to sit down and be still, right? There's a difference here. God's telling us there are things in life that we need to consider when we are out in life, when we are living life, whether it's out among everyone or even when we're in our home by ourselves and the weight of the world is just crashing on us because of whatever life situation might be that we're in. Be still and know that I am God. What it means to be still is this. It means that we set aside our own purpose and allow God's purpose to begin to fill us and to flow through us. Getting rid of self and letting God in and having His way. Getting rid of self and giving God opportunity to show and to teach His way. Getting rid of self and letting God. How many times have we said that? Let go and let God. And that's really what we need to learn to do. Let go and let God. We can't do anything without God in us. I mean, how many of us know that we can achieve things in life and we can have all kinds of accolades in life, but they don't mean anything if when we step in eternity, our name is not written in the book of life. What we had was here and gone in a moment. And the older I get, the more I'm beginning to realize how fast it comes and goes. And I know I can get some testimony on that. Amen? I remember when I was a kid, probably y'all do too, right? It seemed like I was never going to get out of school. I wish I could get back to school. I wish I didn't have to face some of the things that I have to face and deal with in life. That's growing up. And that's part of being alive and having the opportunity to celebrate in life. So many things and so many things that we can accomplish. But there are things that we need to just stop and let go of. Let God have His will and His purpose in our life, and He will guide us in the path that He wants us to take. It really is that simple. But so many times we get in our own way and we think that we can do it. I've got the plan. I've got the structure on how I need to put it all together. I know how I've got to go, and God will empower me. You know, and when we start like that, we've already told God our plan is best. And that's not really the way we want to start. We want to stop and be still and let God lead us, because He will take us in the path we need to walk. There's a wonderful poem that I want to share with you. Author's name is H.G. Bosch, and he has written some books, and there's a book out there he co-wrote. It's called Our Daily Bread. It's not the periodical that we get, you know, the one that everybody gets and takes home, but it is an actual book, The Daily Bread. But he wrote a poem I wanted to share with you this morning, talking about trusting in God and realizing that. He said, I cannot do it alone. The waves dash fast and high. The fog chills around and the light goes out in the sky. But I know that we too, shall win in the end, Jesus and I. Coward and wayward and weak, I change with the changing sky. Today so strong and brave, tomorrow too weak to fly. But He never gives up, so we too shall win. Jesus and I. We have to learn to depend on Christ in our life. And that is where we will find success in life. It doesn't matter what position we have in the world. It only matters how we stand in the eyes of God. And if we're trusting in Jesus, then we too will win, Jesus and I. And what a wonderful thing it is to realize that, to get to that point where we can recognize when we're not being still. Because it happens a lot. It's just not in our nature to be still. We are creatures of action. You thought I was going to say habit, didn't you? Well, action is part of those habits. And that's what we do. We just want to move, 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 especially when it's something that needs to be done. God says, be still and know that I am God. And if we learn to be still and let God be God in us, He will be exalted. Even now, He will be praised and exalted. Even now, the world will see it. Being still, though, is a challenge for us. And there's a couple of aspects that I want to point out. It's a challenge to our faith in that we have to ask ourselves, do I trust God to be with me when I'm walking in life? But it's also a challenge to our faithfulness in that I trust God in the stillness of my life and learn how to be still. I want to share something with you. How many of you, you may know what I'm about to talk about, because sometimes we just run flat out into trouble, don't we? We just run right into it. Sometimes trouble runs into us. You ever experienced that? Minding your own business and trouble's there all of a sudden, right? I'm not talking about your spouse or your favorite sibling. Sometimes trouble just runs into us. Somebody else has done something. Something's just going on in the environment that you're in or in the world, and you're caught up and you're swept up in things that are happening. It's not your fault. You're just there. You still have to learn to trust God. And it's a challenge to our faith and our faithfulness, because these things show. I can say I have faith, but am I showing that I have faith? And that's what people are looking for. You tell me you love Jesus, show me you love Jesus. Because there's quite a difference between the two. And we have to learn to be still in our life for these things to really work and to show through our life. There's a pendulum and it's swinging, right? Just swinging. And there's a line on the ground, and you know if you walk right up to that line, that pendulum's not going to hit you. Well, that's us walking through life every day. How many of us get up and don't realize that there's a possibility something is going to swing right in front of us, and if we don't stop before we get past that line, it's going to hit us? That's the way it is every day in life. How many of us know when that pendulum is swinging? How many of us know that we have the courage to walk all the way up to the line and stand there like this? That's a different thing, isn't it? You have to be able to trust that the rope that's holding that giant ball, that, let's say that thing's huge, let's say it's as big as an automobile and it's just swinging. And it's swinging, it's just barely missing the floor every time it goes back and forth. But it never crosses that line, it just comes. And you know, wow, that's pretty nice. You can stand off at a distance and look at it and say, yeah, that thing, man, they've got that line marked, okay. And then somebody in the crowd says, well, walk up to it and look at it closer. And how many of us will sneak up to it a little closer and get a better look at it? Come on, be honest, you will, won't you? We do it all the time. Then the next thing we know, we forget. We, you know, we sneeze or something, we blink, and we're across the line and we get smashed. Boom. Because we weren't following good common sense rules in life. And God is only calling us to follow good common sense rules in our spiritual life, which guide us through our regular everyday living. And if we learn to be still and to know that He is God, He's not going to let us cross the line so that we're smashed by that pendulum. You know, that's what His Word is. His words are the white line that are drawn on the floor for us to stay behind. Don't cross this line. If you cross this line, how many times do we have to find out the pain that comes with crossing the line? Don't eat that fruit, Adam. You know, it goes all the way back. It's in our nature. Don't do this. Don't do that. So many times people have tried to tell me things as I was growing up. These are things that you should avoid in life. Don't be like this. Be like this instead. And how many times was I overcome with emotions, distraught because I lost control of a situation? Things weren't going the way I wanted it to go. I shouldn't have been going that way anyway, but I was mad. I wanted to take control and have it done that way anyway, and had to suffer the consequence for what I was doing because I hadn't learned to be still and let God lead me in life. I hadn't learned to show that God was leading me in life. And that's where we really break down. I have faith, and I trust God to lead me. Well, show that. And let God lead. Don't get to the line and say, ha, God got me this far. I'm sure He'd keep me safe if I just step on a cross. What kind of sense is that? If God says there's a consequence, there's a consequence. It has always been true with God. Whatever He says, it's true. And God's not going to change His words. He's not going to change His mind. He will still reach down to help after we've done what it is where we know we shouldn't do. He is faithful and just to forgive if we are faithful and just to seek forgiveness, right? How many of us seek forgiveness before we go? You hear that phrase in the world, it's always better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission. Well, that's wrong. I promise I won't do it again. You know, we play with those word games. It's always better to ask forgiveness than it is to ask permission. But is it really? Because what harm are we doing? Not just to ourselves, but to others. When we can't learn to be still and accept things in the world and in our life for what they are. And in the moment, it might be the worst thing we could imagine. But in tomorrow, victory recognized. Because God is with us. And He always will be with us. He will be exalted. And if He can't be exalted in me, it must be because I'm depending on someone else to show how good He is. I don't want people to look at me and say, well, he said he was a Christian, he believed in God, but I sure hadn't seen it, but I look at so-and-so over here, how wonderful God is in their life and how well that they seem to keep in charge and in manage of their life. And it's not them, it's God. They're just following God's will. I don't want people to look at me and say, there's the example that you don't want to be. But we have moments and we have issues and we have things that we have to face, but we never have to face it alone. We always ask God to help. We always should ask God to help. You may be facing something today and you have forgotten to say, God, I need help. You have forgotten to just sit down and be still for a moment and say, God, I need help. Why not, though? Why not just take that moment and stop and say, God, I need help. And if you don't need help, maybe you need guidance. God, I need guidance. God, I need wisdom. God, I need a fellow believer to be my friend in life. How many things do we need that glorify God that we don't have because we haven't asked and haven't sought? God, I need you more in my life. How can we ever know who God is if we can't learn to be still and have moments with God? How can we know where God's wanting us to go? I had a feeling. Turned out to be the wrong feeling, y'all. We can't just move on feelings, can we? I mean, it's good to feel good about something, isn't it? But is it right? Does that make it right? Just because we feel good about something doesn't mean we should just reach out and grab it and move on. We still need to ask God. Be still and know that He is God. Lift it to Him and ask, God, is this right for my life? Is this good for my life? Is this going to bring glory to You through my life? This is where we have to walk and have to be in our faith and in our faithfulness through our walk. That we learn to be still and to know that He is God. It's not only a challenge to our faith and our faithfulness, but there's another challenge that's here that I'm presenting to you. And you may have thought of this as I've been speaking to you, but in case you haven't, this is also a challenge to your ability to trust God. Do you trust God? I find myself in places in life where I trusted God as strong as I ever have. And God has been just magnified through situations that are wonderful experiences for me. And everybody who is a faithful believer in Christ will have those moments. If you're walking in faith and your faithfulness is there and you're depending on God, God's going to magnify His glory in your life. Even if it's just to you, the whole world doesn't have to see it. But He wants you to see it. And it just makes your testimony stronger and your faith stronger and your willingness to walk faithfully stronger and your ability to trust Him even stronger. But this is a challenge to trust God when we really stop and think about it. Do I trust God enough to lead me in life? Can I trust God enough to be still and to let Him show me that He is there so that He will be exalted and praised in my life? Do I trust God? There's one that is said it so wonderfully. David said it in the Psalms, and you know this. In God I have put my trust, and I shall not be afraid. For what can man do to me? What can the world do to me? Really, when it's all said and done, what has the world really done to us when it's thrown its worst that it could possibly throw at us? What will it be able to stand back and say when it's finished? Look what I have done to that person. What's that person going to be able to say if they were faithfully in God's will through all of that? Look at the glory of God through all of this. That's what they'll say. Because they trusted God. And God is glorified and magnified and praised We have the testimony of people who have been martyred throughout the history of Christianity. And we know their stories and the words that they had spoken because they trusted in God. They learned how to be still and let God, even in the most trying of times. They sounded like David. In God I have put my trust, and I shall not be afraid. Because what can a man do to me? See, this is where I'm at today with you. I want to encourage you to continue to walk in faith and faithfulness to God. I want you to walk in trust that He's there with you every day. But I want to ask you this too. Is this where you're at in life? Is your faith there? Are you walking faithfully in the way that He is telling you to go and showing you? Are you trusting in God to be there and to give you victory in all things, even through defeats that you might have? Whatever achievement you didn't make, you know, there's still victory in that. God can use it because you're still learning, you're still growing, and you're still moving forward. Where are you at in your relationship with God? Are you at that point where you can say, I know how to be still and to trust God? I know how to trust God. I have been still and God has shown His way. And then I got up and did what He wanted, and what a wonderful thing it was. When I got to a place I didn't know what to do, I was still and I said, God, I need direction and wisdom. And He was there and He showed and we moved forward, and what a wonderful thing, and how He was glorified in praise. Have you learned to be still and to trust God? Do you know who God is? Because that's really where you got to begin. You got to know that there is a God. You got to know that He sent His Son to die on the cross and save you from your sins. You have to know you are a sinner. You have to know that you need forgiveness. You have to know there's only one way to find forgiveness, and that's by repenting of your sins and calling out on the name of Jesus Christ. Because there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved than that of Jesus Christ. There are many people in the world that think they've got it figured out better than that. And they won't be still. And they won't listen. And they won't have anybody to blame but themselves when the day comes. And I'm calling to you today. Don't get there. Because it's too late when you get there. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, why not today? Why not come to the altar today and say, God, forgive me and help me and strengthen me. Make me a new creation through your Spirit and through your indwelling and through your words. Teach me and grow me and show me how to walk and to learn to be still in you. And to do what you want me to do when it's time to do what needs to be done. Why not come today and begin a journey that is never regretted for those who are faithful and trusting in God? Learn to be still and trust God. And start today, while the altar is open. Father, I thank you so much again for this day. I thank you, Lord, that you do help us and teach us and strengthen us. And Lord, that there are times when we get to moving too fast, you call to us to be still. And I pray, Father, we hear you when you call. When it's a call to be still, or when it's a call to move forward, when it's a call to come to your altar. I pray our eyes and our ears are open, and you are glorified in all of these things. And Father, if there is one here today who has not found peace in you, I pray now that they have heard and they will come. And I lift it to you and to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, you've come.